All right. Well, we are here in beautiful, sunny Southern California. It is February 1.
February 1. Boy, a new month.
It is
already
beautiful. And all sorts of things. It's in our new month. I don't know if you're in front of the webcam now. We are broadcasting from Global Net Village. Or you can go to Yahoo and say hello to me on Halcyon Stin and pop up my webcam.
Beautiful.
You can see right now where I'm holding up the amaryllis that the same one we had, was it last week?
Oh boy, getting great.
It's probably grown another half a foot.
Day after day and night after night, it's been reaching up, trying to pull some invisible energy from the sun.
If you have not ever felt the energy of in a garden, an amaryllis bulb is a very, it's so blatant, it's so obvious, it's so
yes.
beautiful, it's so, I mean, you watch it over the course of a month,
yeah.
and it's every day you see the growth.
What amazing miracle it is.
And this one is actually, you can see the little flower pods getting ready to explode, and it's you can almost, it's almost like a kid the night before Christmas.
Yeah,
it's just,
it is.
It's ready to go. It's ready.
And every day it is different as I look at the top and look at the bottom beginning to start other blooms.
Other blooms, and this foliage will pop out, and the color gets a little richer every day.
Yeah.
So this is
very exciting.
So that's
excellent. Well, thank you.
I'm glad you're taking care of it perfectly.
I'm taking care of it. I'm watering it every day and letting it have air and sunlight from my tree outside and my hillside where I live. I love living in my cocoon and all the exciting things that are happening.
Wonderful. Well, speaking of exciting things, we were just talking about the elections in Iraq.
Yes.
And while we were saying that it's really hard to tell at this point how good, it seems very good.
Even as we say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, we have to say knowledge is found in your screening of all that you read and hear.
Very true.
Because everyone has a message, everyone has a bias, and you have to really seek out. You know, I read 5 newspapers here every morning. I look at them. I scan them. And then we also have 60 radio stations, TV stations. You can't get it all. It's a mass of information.
Right.
And you have to be careful and not just pick what you agree with.
Right. Right. That we were just saying down over lunch that you could spend all day reading articles and watching TV shows that just confirm what you already believe.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's what generally people do.
I don't want to do that. I want to know. I want the knowledge to come out.
It's really hard. And I think that's anytime somebody is absolutely positive about their opinion on something.
Yes.
I distrust that. Because, as we just said, the magnitude, the degree of information that is available,
yes,
you will never have access to all of it. You'll never be able to weed through all of it. So you, at any given time, even with the most research you can do, you only have a pretty good idea.
That's right.
And I mean,
Muriel Lester, though, I'll always remember her. She was a very wonderful British woman, and she came off campus at Redlands University, and she said there are 3 ways to look at truth. What is truth? And she began to define it. Truth, the truth I receive depends on what kind of a background I've had. What's in my mind already as it filters through what that person's saying. And secondly, is that person trying to transform me or convert me or change me? Are they using words just to talk my language?
Right.
And she pointed out that what is truth is what is the great, great, great question in society.
That is a very interesting point. There's a movie called Waking Life, which is a bunch of little vignettes, and one of them is a woman who's trying to explain that language is far less precise than we think.
Yeah.
That if she uses the word love,
yes,
in talking to somebody,
yeah,
it's attached to all sorts of meanings and past experiences and you know, past relationships and betrayals and friendships or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
in her mind, as she's saying it, she has attached all of her meaning.
Yeah.
But when you hear it, you have attached your meaning.
Yeah.
And that love is an extreme example of that. But I think all of our vocabulary
That's right.
is
but
interpreted.
The word love includes a magnitude of different interpretations. Of course, in my heritage, love is eros. You know, that's your sexual feeling.
Right.
Love is the second word for love is friendship, and the third word is agape. Agape.
That's
agape
love.
Is when I love you because I don't expect you to do anything in return. I care for you because you are you, and you are special. You're the only one. Isn't that marvelous what we are doing now? Where are you around the world, around this beautiful blue planet?
So if you hear Caleb and my voice from wherever your physical location is, whether you are listening to us live or the archive, which is available on hugnation.com, if you... Oh, and
how lovely. I know her. Caden Mom.
She writes in and says, "You are around the world," and sends us a hug, which is
blessings on you.
Perfect.
I've been thinking about you every night lately because you're on my buddy circuit.
That's
and
right.
And I almost have written you a couple times, but I will one of these days.
So the name pops up, but it's Dominique, and we
thank you.
So value your presence today. It is wonderful to know that there is a beaming light of love from all the way across the country.
Oh, nice.
So why don't we just jump right into the ideas we were talking about. Oops.
That's amazing. You can't put it into words.
Where the ideas that we talk about agape and love and meet with the technical things that we're talking about, which is this webcam and these and broadcasting our voice. And let's take that just a couple steps further and imagine that our love is broadcasting just in the same way that a webcam image or our voice is broadcasting, and it is traveling through this magical land. Instead of using server computers to bounce the image around the world, we are going to simply use the power of our love and souls and the other people on the planet, and we shoot out our arms, our embrace, our physical embrace that we have.
Mind energy reaching you.
We squeeze ourselves by the shoulders. We imagine that our shoulders are your shoulders, meaning you that is hearing this, as well as you that is not physically me, but that is, in essence, a part of me. And so as I squeeze me, I am squeezing all of my brothers and sisters.
And the fullness of life to you. May your mind ever be open to new truth and to the light that surrounds you.
So just take a couple moments to think on that. Feel that love coming into us and feel that love projecting out from us.
Global village. We are all in a village.
Ah,
amazing.
Thank you. Happy Hug Nation. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. A big hug just came from D.C. and another came down from Florida. We are sending it from Southern California. That's a rock solid triangle. So we hope that triangle becomes a square, becomes a polygon, becomes a infinite web around the world. So thank you for joining us for another love-filled Hug Nation.
Thank you. Tuesdays at 1 o'clock.
Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. We will see you next
Wonderful.
Week. We love you.
Thank you.